Hi, welcome to 60 Seconds with Dr. Reba. Thank you so much for joining me today. August is Women's Month, and I find it very fitting for us to be talking about women's health. So today I'm going to be talking to you about cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is said to be the second most common cancer in South African women. It is caused by HPV, which is human papilloma virus, and that is a sexually transmitted infection. What risk factors are there that put you at risk of contracting HPV, which could potentially lead to cervical cancer? So, having unprotected sex and not using condoms puts you at risk. Having multiple sexual partners. Being HIV infected is associated with an increased risk of HPV infection and the rapid progression of the HPV infection into cervical cancer. So, what symptoms should be aware of that are suggestive of cervical cancer? A vaginal discharge that is continuous and not responding to any treatment. Abnormal vaginal bleeding in between your periods. Pain or vaginal bleeding during intercourse. And vaginal bleeding after menopause should also be a cause for concern and requires for you to get investigated. So, what measures can you take to reduce your risk of contracting HPV? Condomizing, that is the best way of preventing any HPV. HPV vaccination has also been recommended to be used to reduce your risk of contracting HPV, but it is not 100% effective, and therefore you need to continuously be screened to detect any problems or any precancerous lesions by having your pap smears. So pap smears are basically a great screening method to detect any abnormal cells on the cervix early before they become cancerous. It is recommended that all women who have been sexually active have a pap smear, preferably every 3 years and frequently if any abnormalities were detected. I hope you are feeling empowered in making better health decisions. Thank you.